My guest at this time is Jenny Beth Martin. She is the National Coordinator and President for the Tea Party Patriots. She joins me today to discuss how the immigration debate is galvanizing conservatives in this midterm election year, perhaps more than any other issue. In fact, immigration is the most important problem in America, according to a recent Gallup poll. Jenny Beth, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, when the Tea Party movement got started in 2008, 2009, and certainly into the 2010 midterms, immigration was hardly on the radar screen. Most of the activism was about spending and debt and the size and intrusion of government. So what was it about this year's border crisis that really caught fire as a galvanizing issue for conservatives?
Well, when it comes to immigration, the border crisis that we have seen this year, there are two things that have caught the attention of Tea Party activists and I think also of Republicans and of Americans in general. The first is that we see in America right now that there are, while the economy is slightly improving, there are more people who are underemployed than have been in many, many years in this country. And the thought of bringing even more people into the country to compete for jobs that Americans are still having trouble finding is very concerning to Americans. So there is an economic aspect to it. And then on top of that, when you watch what has happened in the border, at the border, and the way that people are coming across the border, ignoring the rule of law and being unfair to those who actually have obeyed the law to immigrate to the country on the legal path to citizenship, Americans are concerned about that. We understand America is a nation of laws, not a nation of men.
Democrats, of course, are convinced this is a winning issue for them. They obviously see a potential voting block there, and the way they articulate the issue is that most of these people, other than the fact they came to the country illegally, are hardworking, honest people. They just want a better life for their family, and the compassionate thing to do is find a way to eventually make that happen while making them pay some sort of penalty along the way. So what's the smart way for Tea Party candidates or conservative candidates to address this issue in an effective way against that argument?
Well, the way that we have been talking about it is the fact that there is a legal path to citizenship already. And there are people who come to this country because they truly do want a better life for themselves and for their family. They want to pursue the American dream, and they respect our country and respect the rules and laws that are in place already in this country. It's not fair or just or right to those people who are obeying by the rules to allow somebody else who has disrespect the rule of law, special privileges, and allow them to cut in line in front of those who have been waiting patiently and obeying the law. So we do want immigration, and we're for legal immigration, and there is a legal path to citizenship already in the country.
What's going to be the Tea Party reaction if the president, as he's promised to do, takes either moderate or even significant executive action on this issue?
If the president takes executive action, which he's indicated that he will do, the Tea Party Patriots will oppose that action.
And how big of an issue do you think that'll be? Do you expect that the American people, regardless of where they stand on the issue, are going to have a big problem with that? Or do you think that this is going to be another issue of whatever side politically you tend to follow along, is that's where you're going to line up if the president decides to go it alone on this?
I think that what we know from polling and surveys that have happened that Tea Party Patriots has done, and that other organizations like Kellyanne Conway and even Gallup have done, Americans want the president to work with Congress. They don't want the president acting without working with Congress. We have a system in place where we have elections for members of Congress and we have elections for the president. And those elections have consequences. Sometimes that means you can't get your way just with the stroke of a pen. And so I do think that Americans across this country care that the rule of law is enforced and that the spirit of the law is also enforced.
Jenny Beth, this part of the debate also comes at a time when the New York Times on Wednesday had an article suggesting this administration is looking for ways to enforce climate change principles on this country without the Senate ratifying any subsequent treaty. They're basically looking to amend previous treaties and then plan to contend that it's already in place, so the Senate doesn't need to ratify it. When you couple that with what we've just been talking about with potential executive action on immigration, what does it tell you about this administration's attitude towards the way it's doing business?
I think that this administration is very impatient and they want their way, and they want their way very quickly. In America, one of the things that's so wonderful about our Constitution is that, or maybe one of the frustrating things, I suppose, about our Constitution is that there are times when we want change to happen and we want it to happen very quickly, but our system is designed so that the change takes a bit longer to happen. That way, the American people have a chance to catch up with politicians or to let politicians catch up with the American people. And that's the way the system is designed, and it has worked for over 200 years, and we need to respect it.
Back to immigration, before we take a quick general look at the midterm elections this year, it's not just the Democrats who, of course, have been pushing for comprehensive immigration reform. The Republicans, in many respects, have done so as well. It was part of their post-2012 election postmortem report that the party needed to get behind this legislation. A lot of the leaders on Capitol Hill have certainly done that. They're perhaps reevaluating in wake of the border crisis that's played out this summer. But where do you think the party stands right now in terms of the immigration debate? And what do you make of so much of the party kind of being on the same page with Democrats until very recently?
Well, what I make of it, especially the part of your question where you said until very recently, what we saw happen at the end of July in the House of Representatives showed that the House of Representatives were finally listening to the people and were doing what the people want. The people do not want amnesty granted around to people who have broken the law and come to our country illegally. And so we are seeing that the leadership in the House of Representatives listened to what their constituents were saying and looked for a way to address the border crisis without compromising our principles and without granting amnesty or even giving a signal that we would be granting amnesty. And if they continue to do that, I think that not just Republican voters, but independents and Democrats in this country will appreciate that and vote accordingly as we move into November.
All right, let's talk midterms now, Jenny Beth. And we're getting pretty close to the end of primary season, but it's been a rather ugly one at times between the National Republican Party and Tea Party organizations like yours, especially in key Senate primaries. We saw it certainly play out in Mississippi. That's probably the most notable example of the establishment and the grassroots going head-to-head on this. Heading into the general elections, do you think the two sides are ready to let bygones be bygones, or is there a major divide here that still has yet to be resolved?
There is certainly a major divide, and it's going to take some time to resolve that. In the next 60-70 days, as we're looking towards the November election, I think that Tea Party activists and the people within the Republican leadership can agree that the one thing that we need to focus on is how can we stop the president's agenda from continuing in the United States Senate, and how can we get the Senate functioning again so that they're voting on bills that the House has passed. And the way to do that is to change the majority in the United States Senate. So that's where Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund, our super PAC, is focused between now and Election Day. We'll be focused on the Senate, and then we'll come back and continue to hold Republicans accountable as we move into the legislative session in 2015 and 2016.
Now, on the Senate side, for the most part, the National Party, I think, got its way. On the House side, things were a little bit different. Obviously, the House Majority Leader lost his primary, and there are certainly some other Tea Party candidates that won nominations as well. How excited are you, if things go well, about the slate of candidates potentially coming to Washington next year? Was it a primary season that excites you about the potential, or is it one of missed opportunities?
I am excited about the opportunity that we have with the candidates that will be elected in November. Dave Bratt did shake things up with his efforts and the grassroots activists on the ground when they unseated Eric Cantor. And what we're seeing around the country is that there are people who are stepping up who are running for school board and county commission and state legislature. And those people who are running today for positions locally and at a state level, in 5 to 10 years from now, will be running for Congress and U.S. Senate. And so we have a bright opportunity and a bright future ahead of us.
Jenny Beth, real quick, go ahead and give folks your information one more time if they'd like to get involved in the home stretch here.
To get involved with Tea Party Patriots, go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Jenny Beth, thanks so much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Jenny Beth Martin is the national coordinator and president of the Tea Party Patriots. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.